Good morning, Paul. Let's talk first about the tariffs. The trade talks are going on with the United States and China. And, of course, the president announced a EU trade deal. What are the pros and cons of all this, in your opinion?
Well, I think the pros are that we're finally moving towards some type of a resolution. We now know what the tariffs are going to be and how much and on what products. I don't think the details have all been worked out. We're hearing some pushback from Japan. They understand their deal a little differently than we understand our deal. And these are ongoing. The fact of the matter is the tariffs are going to be higher across the board than they were at the beginning of the year. And we will probably see a little bit of it show up in the consumer price index or maybe even producer price index between now and the end of the year. So some of that is still yet to be seen, and it's one of the things that we've all been waiting for is higher inflation because of the tariffs, which we're seeing just a smidgen here and there.
I was thinking of you when I read an editorial. Let me read this. Donald Trump's trade policy is in danger of demonstrating the truth about one of those old definitions of an economist, someone who sees something working in practice and explains why it will never work in theory. Pretty good, huh?
No, that is, and that's what it has been with inflation. It's been one of the knocks on Chairman Jay Powell and the Fed is that, you know, they've been talking about tariffs and inflation coming through and it's supposed to happen. And certainly that's what the books say, but we really haven't seen it show up yet. And everybody is sitting around going, just wait, it will. So again, we will just wait and see.
And we're waiting for earnings season to kick into high gear. Also, a jobs report coming. Any forecasts? Checking your crystal ball?
Yeah, my crystal ball, I think, is in the shop right now. I think when you take a look at the earnings season, in general, the earnings season so far has been good, but we have 40% of the S&P 500 coming in this week. And for the Mag 7 reporting, and I think that's where we're really going to be seeing the potential for big movement in the market because those four stocks do control a lot of the S&P 500. Beneath that, we're seeing kind of a mixed bag. Some companies still struggling, some companies reporting tariffs having an impact, some companies trying to turn themselves around. So it's very much a mixed bag in the way of earnings. It's not consistent across many of the industry groups. Friday's unemployment number is going to be, I think, pretty big in the fact that the expectations are for between 100,000 and 125,000 new jobs. We get much below, and we talked about this last month, we get much below 100. I think there's going to be a lot of hollering at the Fed to cut interest rates. We get much above 125,000, 130,000, it's going to be steady as she goes, no need to cut interest rates. And then we will probably hear from the White House as well about the continued need to cut interest rates. So I think we'll get some better information come Friday, we think, on the state of the economy.
One of the financial headlines this morning, high rates are a hurdle for card borrowers. The lower interest fees a Fed reduction would bring would stand to unleash a wave of consumer spending. Would that be good for the economy?
It would, but I would call BS on that one. Because remember, we had interest rates pretty much around zero for 10 years. And what was the interest rate on your credit card? It was still in the mid-teens. Mm. So credit card rates don't necessarily fluctuate with the interest rates that the Fed may charge. Mortgage rates, yes, the 10-year bond to a certain extent, and that's how mortgage rates are priced. So we may see some movement there if we do cut interest rates. So I think credit card is one of the things, if you take a look at credit card rates, they have historically been in that 15 to 20% rate. And one of the reasons why, as an advisor, we talk about trying not to carry credit card balances because it's very detrimental to your financial long-term health.
In your newsletter, you wrote that the huge run by tech stocks and their large weight in the popular indexes could mean other parts of the market do well in the months ahead. I need an explanation for that line.
I think the technology sector should be taking a break here and maybe taking a backseat to other parts of the market. We haven't seen the same type of gains in the healthcare sector. We've seen the financials do reasonably well, but industrials, materials, those types of companies have kind of struggled, and a lot of them are underneath the tariff cloud. So as we talked about earlier, if the tariff cloud starts to clear a little bit, we should be able to see some of those companies do well. But technology stocks in general are very expensive in this marketplace. And even with Google's numbers that came in very good last week, the stock did not really move as much as many would have expected. And even Netflix, same thing, had very good numbers. Stock actually went down a little bit because expectations are so high for that, for the tech sector. So we think they'll take a break because they are such a huge weight in the S&P 500. They could lag and make the S&P 500 do poorly relative to the rest of the market.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Silvest, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Let me know when that crystal ball comes out of the box again, okay?
They promised next week. We'll see.
Look forward to that. Have a good day. Thank you, Paul.